I'll see a little more at 7 o'clock. For now, I suggest that we begin by arriving here in this body, getting in touch with breathing, taking a moment to scan and be aware of the whole body. Arriving in this body, in this place, in this moment. Being aware of being in this place amidst other people. Sitting beside you and around you in this room. Include in your awareness this fact, and also include whatever your reactions might be to this fact. See what it's like to get a sense of meditating in community amidst others, known and unknown to you, who are also here to practice. A sense of meditating here in a community of practice. On the occasion of the enormous and devastating recent fires in Northern California, which could frankly be the occasion at any time in any place of concern about things that are happening there or elsewhere, but certainly being aware of these recent fires, I'll offer more suggestions than I normally do, focused on practices, traditional Buddhist practices of compassion and kindness. Feel free to adapt my suggestions to your own needs. And as we do this, it can really help to keep staying in touch with your body. Have at least a background awareness of breathing. That'll help you stay in the present and stay grounded. To begin, get a sense of your own warm-heartedness, perhaps being aware of the sensations related to breathing around the area of your heart. And with that, a sense of your own kindness, good wishes for others, your willingness to like people and to wish them well. In effect, taking warm-heartedness as your object of attention. If your mind wanders or gets into complications about relationships, come back to the simple body sensations around your chest, and come back to the simple emotions related to being caring, friendly, compassionate. This quality of grounded, warm-heartedness is a refuge. It's a place, a feeling, an experience you can return to. If at any time you feel overwhelmed or flooded, both in the practices tonight and in life in general, you truly can rest in the feeling of and the sure knowing of your own caring, friendly, compassionate heart. In life, if you get upset or feel hurt or resentful or angry, you can always come back to this authentic experience of warm-heartedness. And now, if you like, pick someone you know pretty well, even very well, someone that's easy to feel caring towards. And bring to mind this person. It could be human, not necessarily. Bring to mind this person, could be a pet. And be aware of some of what this person is dealing with. And in the broadest sense, some of the suffering of this person. Could be subtle, some weariness, some worry. It could be very serious, very severe and intense, physical and mental pain. And as you are aware of the difficulties, the burdens, the suffering of this person, also mainly be aware of your compassion for this person, for your warm-hearted caring, and your movement to help if you can. Compassion has bitter and sweet. There's the bitterness of the awareness of the other person's suffering that you feel with them. You empathize with their pain. And there's the sweet, mainly the sweet, of your caring, your good wishes, your sympathetic concern, your sense of the other as being worth caring about. And you can take compassion as your object of attention and, in effect, meditate on compassion. So I'll be quiet for some minutes now as we practice compassion for some person. You can use practices you've known in the past, perhaps with soft thoughts in the back of the mind, such as, may you not suffer. Or a soft thought that's more specific, such as, may this illness pass. If other thoughts and feelings are mingled naturally with compassion, that's fine. You might think about this person something like, may you find love again. That's okay. It's also okay to rest in a nonverbal, compassionate rippling outward from you of caring. It's also fine to move on to other beings and other persons, if you like, to keep radiating and extending your sincere compassion to. So I'll be quiet for some minutes as we explore this. in this guided practice as you breathe, staying grounded in the body, you might start to rest more and more in a general sense of compassion or warmth or lovingness that isn't particular to any person who receives it, any being who receives it. It's more general, a more general current or feeling or energy of lovingness that you abide as. It's a little bit like love breathing you, radiating out from you. Especially focused on a tenderness, an awareness of woundedness, fragility, fear, loss, the hard things that we all face in this life, some more than others. Meditating on a caringness and an openness to the suffering and the sorrows in this world. Taking refuge in your own warm heart, taking refuge in your own lovingness, so you're not overwhelmed by this opening to so much pain in this world. So much loss and struggle on even the best of days. And meeting that suffering with a lovingness that's real for you. That is your object of attention, a lovingness you rest in, breathing in and breathing out. And as we practice together here, if you like, you might bring a particular awareness to the people and non-human animals involved with the recent fires in Northern California. Continuing to focus on expressing, radiating, transmitting compassion and caring. Good wishes, even if you can't do anything. Your sincere caring is real, it's true. You could bring to awareness people that you know or through whom you're aware of people who've been very directly affected. You could also imagine beings of various kinds that you don't know individually, but you know people like that have been very affected by these fires. And as you rest here in this meditation, not getting overly complicated about it in your mind, emphasizing the simple body sensations and the simple feelings of your compassion and kindness. For all those who suffer, and specifically for those who have suffered and are suffering and will suffer related to these fires. Using your compassion and kindness as your object of meditation, as what you are meditating in and on and as. And I'll be quiet for the remainder of this practice period.